T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Broadcast crew, also a former Giant, but I tell you where I'm going to start, Jeff, because we learned something today, but we're going to need some details from you. Bacon Tuesdays back in the day at the Oakland Coliseum. Apparently, you were a member of the Royals at that point, and you got involved in this somehow. What do you remember?
I did. Well, I remember that the fans were all over me in right field, and by the next night, they were cheering me when I got a double. So I did something right. I always enjoyed interacting with the fans. Like, when I was with the Braves and we'd go up to Philly, you know, they booed you. But I always enjoyed the kind of banter back and forth. And I kind of did that in Oakland. Then one day I just threw them a baseball up with a couple hundred dollars wrapped up and said, "Beers and dogs on me." And honestly, it kind of just became a thing. The next day they asked me if I liked bacon. They started this whole thing. And, you know, actually, I do like 35, 40 road games with the Braves, and we go out to Oakland next year. So I told them I'd definitely make that one of my trips.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah, that's tremendous, Jeff. I mean, what were some of your favorite places? I mean, Oakland's kind of an underrated spot. There isn't a lot of people there, but the people that are there like to have a good time. But what are some of your, you know, favorite places to play as a visitor?
Well, I'll tell you this, I agree. Oakland, they might not have the mass numbers that everybody else does, but the fans that go are loyal. And you know, you see a lot of the same faces almost every time. But I love playing at Wrigley Field. I love day games there, you know, when it's summertime and it's nice. That was always fun. I Fenway, just because of what it is with the park and everything, didn't necessarily love everything else about it. And, you know, one of my favorites, of course, always was San Diego. But more than anything, it was because it was the weather. It was, you know, right. It's like 70 degrees every time first pitch. I mean, how can you not hit well there?
Yeah, I went to that ballpark earlier this year for the first time. It's sweet, let's just put it that way. Jeff Francoeur joining us, part of the Atlanta Braves broadcast crew. Let me start out with a question about the Giants, Jeff, if you don't mind. What do you make of them? This is a team that most, you know, prognosticators had 500 at best, I would think. And this team may win 105 games. How does that happen? How do you think they're doing it?
I'll tell you what, I definitely did not have them being able to hang this long either. I think that's the other thing. You know, the Dodgers keep winning. It's kind of forced them to keep playing and winning. And you got to tip your hat, man. I'll tell you what, the thing I love that they do is I feel like they don't do one thing, like, extraordinary, you know, where but they do all the things really well. And they don't make mistakes. They got good timely hitting. And then the other thing, guys, they can hit the long ball. And when you have that, I feel like you're never out of a game. Or if you get a couple guys on, you're a three-run homer away from, you know, either blowing a team out or getting back in the game. And then, of course, the guy that's pitching tonight, I love watching Logan Webb pitch. I mean, sinker, slider, changeup. He's got three beautiful pitches. And he's a throwback, man. He knows how to pitch, and he keeps the ball low. So, you know, this team's for real. And I said it's a shame that one of them is going to have to host the NL wildcard game. You know, I'll be on that call with TBS with Ron Darling and Brian Anderson. And, you know, we keep talking, thinking, man, you know, I think everybody had us pegged to go to San Francisco 3-4 weeks ago, just thinking eventually the Dodgers would catch up. But I'm telling you, the way that the Giants are playing, they can hold them off 100%.
Yeah, Jeff Francoeur joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Just getting a little bit into the Braves, what changed right around the end of July and the beginning of August? Obviously, Acuna's out, and that's a major problem. But and the Braves are kind of, you know, right a little under 500, but then they got hot, and obviously the Giants saw them at the end of August when they took two out of three. But what's been the biggest reason why the Braves have put themselves in position to win the NL East?
Well, I'll tell you what. First of all, Ronald goes down. You can't replace a guy like that. You don't replace a superstar. You just try to kind of build around it. And what they did was, to me, they went and got three or four bats that have produced since they've been here. Adam Duvall leading the NL in RBIs, you know, 35 home runs. Jorge Soler, since he's come over from Kansas City, has been unbelievable in that two spot. And then Rosario and Jock Peterson have done some damage when they've went in there. And then I'll say that Charlie Morton and Max Fried have been on a roll now for about 2.5 months where it seems every time they go out, they're giving you six and a third of, you know, no runs or one-run ball. And when you do that with that offense, you're going to get on a run. And so I think that's what they've done. They underachieved for a lot of the year. I mean, this was a team that I thought should win the division. And they just didn't get all – it seemed like everything that could go wrong went wrong early. And now they've kind of got it back. And, of course, Freddie Freeman and Austin Riley are having just great years in that 3-4 spot.
Jeff Francoeur joining us, former Major League outfielder, now works for the Atlanta Braves broadcast crew. You know, Jeff, back in 1993, the Braves won 104 games. The Giants won 103. Giants don't go to the playoffs at all. There was no wild card. This year – I mean, there's a scenario where one team could win 104 games, be the wild card, and get eliminated in a one game kind of a fluky thing. Do you like the way the playoff system is set up, or do you think there is a little bit of unfairness to it, or is that just coincidence this year?
Well, I think if this was to happen every year, I would have an issue with it. You know, if every year you had two teams with 104 wins like this would be like, man, that's tough to swallow, you know, when you think about it. But it doesn't necessarily happen every year. Look, I don't think it's going to be fair. I mean, you know, I think that whoever does get that wild card, I'd love to see the Giants and Dodgers in a five-game series. I think baseball deserves to see it. But at the same time, you know, that's not how it works. And I was telling someone the other day, I remember in 13 – you know, you had the Pirates, the Cubs, and the Reds, I think, all with, 98, 97, and 96 wins. And they had the third most wins in the National League, and they had to do the same scenario, you know, where you had the Pirates, I think, at 97 wins, host the wild card game and get knocked out, you know, and it's tough to swallow when you've done that. But at the same time, for me, covering the game now, doing TV, I love it. I mean, how can you not love it for TV ratings and what it is? But I can tell you this, if I was a player, boy, that's a tough pill to swallow.
I mean, in a way, it's kind of not going to work out either way, because if the Dodgers or Giants, one of the, you know, the team that ends up with the wild card, if they get eliminated in one game, that'll stink. But then even if the Giants do meet the Dodgers, there's something even, you know, a little strange about, the two best teams in baseball meet in the first round. You know what I mean?
But I will say this. The Brewers are, three games behind?
No doubt.
The Brewers are going to tick on 100 games, too. So I think at least that helps knowing that, you know, they're on the other side. I mean, look, at the end of the day, I think the three best teams in the National League all year have been the Brewers, the Dodgers, and the Giants. And, you know, with the Brewers pitching the way they have, you know, and then what the Giants, look, it helps. When you have guys like Buster Posey and Brandon Crawford and these guys have resurgent years and kind of throw it back to themselves, that doesn't surprise me that they're at where they're at. And then, of course, you know, one of my close friends in baseball who I'm just ecstatic for, Darren Ruff, has had a hell of a year out there, you know, and been a big part of that. So I'm happy for him, too.
What's your relationship with him?
We played together in Philly in 15 and became real good friends. We got the same agent. You know, he went to Korea for 3 years, so we always kept in touch. And, you know, like I said, I'm thrilled for the job he's doing for that team this year.
Well, and in many ways, I mean, he exemplifies everything they're about, right? I mean, a guy that's a find, that's a skill set, hits for power. Like, it feels like the Giants have a couple. They have a bunch of guys that play kind of like he does and have been successful.
Yep. Well, you know, the Giants, and I know people out there hate to hear this, they've kind of taken a playbook a little bit out of the Dodgers. And the fact that they have a lot of mix-and-match players, which I think has given Gabe Kapler a chance on many occasions. I remember watching the A's game when Darren Ruff, I think, had hit maybe a home run and a double, and he came up in that ninth inning versus Trevino, and they brought Wade in, and he hit a two-run homer that put him up, and they won. Now, most people are going to sit there and say, how the heck do you take this kid out of the game when he's hit a home run and a double? But the fact is, it's how they've played and how they've done it. And it works. I mean, it's proven. When you're this long and you've got the best record in baseball, you know, you're for real. And like I said, I think it's, you know, they got a hell of a team.
Before we let you go, Jeff, I know the Braves were rained out yesterday, so I don't know if that affected their pitching rotation or what they're going to do this weekend. But I got Webb against Ian Anderson tonight, 23-year-old pitcher. Tell us a little bit about Ian Anderson.
He's got one of the best changeups in baseball. His changeup swing and miss rate is off the charts. So, you know, his big thing, guys, you pay attention to, is the first inning. If he can get out of that first inning unscathed, he's got a good fastball. If he's in the zone, he's tough to hit, you know. And then for the Braves, it sets up well. Look, they're playing a tough team in the Giants. They got Charlie Morton going tomorrow night, and then they'll get Max Fried Sunday. So the Braves got their big three going. Out there, which kind of lined up well with that rainout. But, yeah, Anderson, he's a guy that, you know, like I said, now the issue for him is he throws 100, 105 pitches usually in five innings. So,
right,
you know, he's one of those guys that has a tough time getting deep in the game where, you know, Webb, man, I was digging into some of his stuff this morning. I mean, that guy's about a lock for 6 to 7 innings right now. He's
yeah.
been real.
And the Giants, Jeff, they've known this year for working pitchers and making them throw a lot of pitches.
You're darn right. That's one thing that's helped them. They've got into bullpens early. And I tell people all the time, this is a forgotten thing in the game, man. When you can get that bullpen the first game and have them eat 4 or 5 innings, that Sunday game usually comes back to your advantage late in the game.
Jeff, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. And have a good weekend, man.
Thank you, guys, and I look forward to being out there, hopefully calling the second round for y'all. How's that?
All right, we'll take it. We'll take it out here for sure. All right.
All right, guys. Good luck. Yeah. Thanks.
Yes, sir. Jeff Francoeur, former outfielder, now part of the Braves broadcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.